Structural investigations of the Friendship Trail Bridge last year, also known as the Old Gandy Bridge, led to its closing in December due to public safety concerns. Now, committees, engineers, and community leaders from both sides of the bay are working together to find a way to save the stretch of the Pinellas Trail, where 600,000 people a year go to fish, jog, bike, and rollerblade. Frank Miller, executive director of the Friendship Trail Corporation, a citizens' organization that supports and assists with the amenities and operations with the Friendship Trail Bridge, as well as other trails in Hillsborough and Pinellas counties, says that community members he hears from say it's imperative that the bridge stays in use for the public. Four options are offered by the engineering firms, including disconnecting the bridge at the middle and keeping only the ends as fishing piers. But Miller says that isn't what members of the community want. They want the counties to agree to the option of keeping the whole bridge in use.
I think that the citizens, everyone I've talked to, would really like that option one to be the prime consideration. The other ones are really pale in comparison to that option. We have many more friends this time around than we had in the past because now it's a proven facility. It's proved itself. 600,000 people use it with a lot of enthusiasm every year. How to pay for it, that's going to be decided by the owners, the counties.
Dave Thompson, a representative of the engineering firm Kissinger, Campo & Associates, laid out the four options for the future of the bridge. The first option is to repair the bridge and leave it as is, which would cost $15 million, but would only last 10 years. After the 10 years is up, the issue would be revisited, and if the demolition of the bridge is necessary, there would be additional costs. At a cost of $10 million, Thompson says his firm could keep just the ends of the bridge open as fishing piers. However, this option would disconnect the Pinellas Trail and still would only last 10 more years. A third possibility would be to demolish the entire bridge and build new fishing piers in the same location, one in each county, at a cost of $17 million. The final option, Thompson says, is to demolish the entire bridge and build fishing piers in a new location, which would cost $20 million. Citizen Representative Miller says even though the total estimated cost to repair the bridge is $15 million, the initial cost would be $7 million, with $4 million additional dollars needed over 10 years for repairs and $4 million more for contingencies. He says that is a reasonable cost to keep the bridge open for the public.
The realistic figure to restore the bridge to its use for the next 10 years, the figure is $7 million, with a contingency of $4 million, and with an operational cost along the way of $4 million. That's what I saw. So I like that $7 million figure. It came up, it looks like more because of a contingency and because what it'll cost to keep it going. But that was always in the mix anyway.
Today's meeting, held at 1 o'clock, was announced at around 10:30 this morning, leaving little time for citizens to arrange to attend. Two public meetings will be held in late June, one in Hillsborough and one in Pinellas County. Members of the community are encouraged to attend to tell their commissioners what they'd like to see done with the bridge. Pinellas County Planning Director Brian Smith says he thinks most people want to keep the bridge open for public use, but much will depend on funding. It is still not known how the repairs will be paid for.
People are real interested in keeping it, but there's also a cost connected with that, so that's why we need to have the public meetings to find out.
Both Pinellas and Hillsborough counties have a $2 million budget for a combined $4 million to put toward refurbishing the bridge. A motion was passed at today's meeting to apply for federal funding to cover some or all of the additional costs. The public meetings on each side of the bay are planned for late June, but the exact dates are still to be announced. In Tampa, this is Amy Beeman for WMNF.